Yay.
All right, we're going to do episode 2. Jacinta, is your phone still recording?
It is.
Great. Okay. Let's just keep on trucking then.
Yeah.
It's going to be a hell of an editing job. Okay, it's my episode. I'm very excited. Yeah. Welcome, Jacinta.
Thank you.
I'm going to talk to you a lot because I'm very angry at Deepu.
Okay.
Jacinta, I want to before we bring the episode in, I want to thank you today for being on the show. I don't normally thank guests for being here because, you know, why should I thank you for anything? But I want to thank you for being here today because what this episode was going to be, if you didn't come, my plan for the episode was to make Deepu practice character work with me for a character I'm working on for half an hour straight.
Oh, well, I'm glad I could help you. Well, it's much too late. I can help.
Okay, here we go. Hi, I'm HP Fuckamore, Ace Pilot. Here to fight off anything that you need. What do you need to fight? I'll fight it. Is it you need to get your pill bottle open, old lady? Here comes a missile. Hope it works. I'm Sergeant HP Colonel Fuckhammer. Ready to do it. Does my name stay the same? Maybe. Who knows? Here to fight for you, in the skies, sometimes on the ground, but I don't like it. I walk around with a frown all day when I'm on the ground. I go, ooh, the ground's the worst, but without the ground, we'd have no sky, except in space. And then I was going to make Deepu, like, just ask me questions about Ace Pilot, HP, Shithammer, whatever his name changes all the time.
This is giving me a really, like, a Rick and Morty vibe.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad you compared me to another artist that I'm not.
It is a compliment.
Why can't Rick and Morty give you an M.H. Phallic vibe? That's the question. God, it's been this way for years with me and Dan Harmon. I don't even know the guy. And people go, oh, that's kind of like this. Yeah, of course it's kind of like that thing.
That jerk.
Not model. I've never watched any of his stuff because it's very close to my humor.
No.
And so I'm glad that you've compared. You know, tell Adult Swim that it reminds you of Rick and Morty.
Oh, well.
Go, hey, this guy's cheaper. It's way cheaper than Dan Harmon. Just get him in there. All right, Deepu, bring in the episode.
This is Good Help Podcast Tree Saga Plant Episode Theme Mike Edition. This is the theme song by Freddie Unreal of the Turnbucklers.
He nailed it. Landed the dismount.
Yeah.
Okay, welcome to the episode. So, Deepu can't read, so I'm going to talk to Jacinta. Deepu, do you understand all the words we're saying?
I sometimes don't listen, Slowly. But I do understand the words. I do.
A sentence made by someone who doesn't read too much. That was evident from start to finish. Jacinta, this week I posted a blog. Mm. Those are words, Deepu. So blog isn't a real word. It's what we would call, I'm not even, do you know what a portmanteau is?
I don't.
Oh, my God. So you know the word blog, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think.
But you don't know the word portmanteau.
Why the fuck does anyone need to know the word portmanteau? I've never heard
that
word before.
Why does anyone need to learn any words? Get on Reddit and grab your club and hit yourself a mate, Deepu. I don't give a shit what you learn. You can just not learn any words. I want to talk to the author. So,
a large trunk or suitcase. Okay. All right. Yeah. Never heard that word.
Yes, Deepu, a portmanteau is a large trunk or suitcase. Are you serious right now?
I looked it up on Google, and Google's not fucking with me today. Not like it did yesterday. It's typically made of stiff leather and opening into two equal parts.
Any alternate definitions there?
Probably. Consisting or combining two or more aspects or qualities.
Mm-hmm, that seems like what I was talking about. Right, maybe not a large trunk.
Maybe you're
going
somewhere.
Did you think I thought a blog was a large trunk? Deepu, I'm worried about your stuff now. I'm worried that you ship things in blogs.
We
Jacinta, is your phone still recording?
Yes. Oh my God.
Okay. Jacinta, I posted a blog the other week about it was based on some myths I had heard, sort of things that I thought were fictional. But the idea was that there were, with Freemasons and things like that, these coded languages. This is not a free – don't worry. We're not about to get crazy. Oh. But essentially, it boiled down to a myth I had heard about eating rice in Asian restaurants. And the myth I had heard, again, I don't think this is true, was that if you were to jam your chopsticks directly into the rice,
yeah,
you know, which is served, that this was a sign to the restaurant, a secret sign to the restaurant,
uh-huh,
that you hated your food.
Okay.
So this inspired me because I don't like anyone. So I want to try. It's evident, right?
Yeah.
So I want to try and think of this week what I'm calling coded niceties,
okay,
which is the idea of we can insult people,
yes,
by doing certain things,
mm-hmm,
that that it's a code. The ones I list in the blog, and I really want people to help with them. The ones I list in the blog is like, if you order a shot of vodka, and a glass of ice, that's a sign that the bartender made your last drink badly.
Oh, okay.
So you don't have to say it directly, but people know, like, Kelly, you got a shot of vodka and a glass of ice from table 3. Step it up.
Uh-oh. Okay.
I want to spend my episode this week with you, Jacinta, is thinking of more of these. What's the most frustrating thing that's happened to you recently?
Mm-hmm. Frustrating thing. I've got to say, it has to be anything that, like, on the road. Other drivers, mm-hmm, really get to me when they're, yes, just really rude. Or poor drivers. I'm just trying to think.
So, poor drivers is a great one. Here's the... people have tried for years to tell other poor drivers how they're being poor. some people are violent. Other people, there's a tradition in America to yell "fuck off," which is nice. It goes back to, you know, the better. I don't know what it goes back to. Either way, but what I think is easier to do is telling people you know that you can only take personal responsibility. So what we need to do is think of a way to tell people we know that are bad drivers. Because I had a litany of friends that would drive way too fast.
Uh-huh.
And I had to just be like, just slow down. You are driving too fast and badly. So let's think of a coded, like, what if we gave them a gift?
Of brakes?
Well, brakes cost between $30 and $200. I'm
but
not
least
spending
the,
that.
But the message is being sent. Hopefully they'll understand. This guy just gave me
but
brakes.
But then I have to buy brakes, Jacinta. I'm not going. I don't even know. Where the hell do I buy brakes? I don't even know.
You keep them in your car, and then you just throw them at the car while they're
driving.
No, this
is like someone you know, Deepu.
Oh.
This is like someone you know, like, oh, Craig's a bad driver, but I don't have the heart to tell him, and every time I do, he kind of ignores me.
Yeah, buying brakes is a little on the nose. I think, but what I've always thought of when I'm driving is I wish I had, like, a button I could hit on my steering wheel. It pops up.
Great Wile E. Coyote. Not what I asked. Any other fantasies? Any other car fantasies?
Well,
let's hear Jacinta, did you want to be in Wacky Races too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I won Voltron. Anyway, let's go back to what we were talking about.
No, it's relevant. It's relevant. No.
Give him a button?
No, okay. Well, okay. So let's
not while you're driving. I don't encourage people doing stuff while they're driving.
But if it was a quick button.
You're a bad driver. We're going to give you this gift.
Okay.
No, it's you hit a button and then a sign pops up on top of your car that warns
cars
around
Batman.
You.
Oh, okay, Batman. Okay, Batman. So what I have to do is install thousands of dollars into a sort of spring-operated button. Someone's going to have to pull. Stop. I want to talk to the
right.
person who's published.
You're right.
Please.
You're right.
Suddenly the brake idea isn't so bad, is it?
Now it doesn't sound
now
so bad.
Now it doesn't sound
but
so
to
bad.
But to be honest, both of you.
I got it.
That's not really a good contest. Winning this is not great. No, I want to hear, Jacinta, what's a nice cheap gift we can give to someone? And it's like, oh, that means I'm not a good driver.
I'm just trying to think, has anyone done this to me? Has there been subtleties that I've been missing?
Well, the hope here is that we can, like there might be subtlety. Someone might be like, might want to slow down there. And like, yeah, you're right, traffic. Like, a lot of people, I think you're right here, is that a lot of people don't take the criticism seriously.
Yeah.
So if, like, if all your friends were to give him, like what's something that says, what about a banana? An individually gift-wrapped banana.
See, that would just confuse me.
Well, it wouldn't, because you'd know. I mean, yes, initially it would. But, yeah, like, once everyone knows these codes, then it's not so bad. I have all these bananas, and it's very clear because no one gift wraps bananas.
How about this? A banana painted white, the same
way.
Why
did you have to – why was mine not good enough?
Because you got to make the code very, very clear.
So now, again, hold on. I want to criticize. So now I'm not only go. I had a one-stop shop thing before. I could go to a convenience store and get a banana and wrapping paper.
You can get white out.
Commonly sold. Oh, so now I'm painting an entire banana with white out. Is that is that your real suggestion?
The beauty of it is
why was yours better than mine? If you're one-upping me. I have to go to a paint store? I have to lay down a tarp so I don't get shit? Oh, I got to wash my hands? And then I got to make sure the paint isn't toxic and I don't kill my friend.
It does sound like you've put in more effort to paint your banana. Wait, that's not that sexual.
Well, do
a tip. I'm also, thanks for saying it that way, Jacinta. How comfortable are you with the term, paint your banana? I find it gross. I'm quite frankly holding back some vomit.
I was just trying to tie it in with the fact that sometimes you'll see a bicycle painted white by the side of the road to symbolize.
Oh, good. Hold on. Let me consult Jacinta again. Jacinta, a common American practice. Deepu wanted to zhuzh up our comedy show by bringing up dead bikers. Is it funnier now?
Oh, wow. Is that what's happening?
Yeah. So in America, when someone dies, this is Deepu. You're really helping. You're really doing some good punch up here. I hope people from networks are listening. So in America, wait till you hear this joke. Deepu wanted to paint the banana because in America, when a biker dies, the other biker friends of theirs will, as a ghostly reminder to drivers to be safe, will paint a bike white. And it's sort of a solemn, scary thing to see. They'll chain it to a fence and wait for it to be collected by the city to remind people that so a person has died here.
That's
made
grim.
The show.
Yeah,
it's
it
grim.
Is grim. But you know what?
Welcome
you know,
to our comedy show.
Yeah, you know what? Oh, fucking white banana. It prevents all that shit from happening.
But
it
they
tells
can't
them
eat
that you're
it.
Gonna you could
they
kill
can't
people.
Eat it. My point here
all
is
right,
that
then don't fucking
if you
eat
go
it.
In the if you go in the car and you're saying, "Hey, you listen, Dave, you're a horrible driver. You need to slow down." He's gonna ignore you. But a little bit of sugar with your vinegar, whatever the stupid expression is.
A little bit of paint with your banana. It's the same
thing.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. So here, Dave, eat some paint. Is that what you're saying here? Is that the point is that it's a nice, it's a pleasant experience unwrapping a banana. It's like, okay, guys, I get it. If everyone buys him wrapped bananas.
Is that how you picture this going? The guy just goes, okay, and opens a banana.
If one person does it, I think that's what's good about all the, if we're thinking about these. If one person does it, then they might not believe them. But there's also no harm in everyone giving this guy a wrapped banana because it's like, okay. I don't like wrapped banana either. We got to scratch banana. We need a different fruit. Okay. I don't like wrapped banana. I don't like painted banana. What's a different fruit? What's your favorite fruit, Jacinta?
Mango.
Ooh, good choice. When I learned, I'm going to tell a story about it. I'm really going to, Jacinta, I feel like we don't know each other already. And
I think we know each other from wrapped banana. I know you guys pretty well.
Yeah, we know each other. I can say at this point, Jacinta, you're my best friend. Oh. And I really am expecting you to be at my wedding. don't know when it is. Be ready all the time. surprise.
That's
wedding.
A lot of pressure.
It's a lot of pressure. But you're my best friend. So
I'll be there. Don't worry.
Is your phone recording?
Yes.
Okay. Just give me a second. I always liked mangoes. I didn't try them for a while. You know, they weren't always easy to get. They become very common. Mangoes and orchids are now like you can get them anywhere. So when I finally had a mango, I didn't have a lot of experience eating them. And I learned to be – and I would sort of slice them and cut them in a way and do these things. And it has – if you haven't been lucky enough to eat a mango that isn't cut for you, it has this very oddly shaped seed which looks like – it looks like a pumpkin – like an apple seed. No, not an apple seed. Like a lemon seed. Because it is kind of – it's a citrus fruit. But it looks like – if you've ever seen a lemon seed, it looks like a lemon seed evolves into a much more dangerous Pokemon, which is the mango seed. And it's very veiny and gross, and it's hard to get out. And you kind of have to be – if you've ever seen someone like deftly cut open a mango, it's very impressive. It took a lot of restraint for me to just say, just bite in, rip it open, and eat it like an animal, like a werewolf devouring a squirrel.
Bite into the skin?
Yeah, you can eat the skin. It's not a big deal. But you can just bite right in and get whatever mango you get and spit the skin. I just had to get comfortable with being – I know it's not normal, but just being a complete animal when I get a mango. And that's how I enjoy them now. Oh, Jacinta, maybe you won't be invited. That's a very judgmental no.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. You can judge me.
I mean, as your best friend, I felt like I had to step in.
Lasko, talk to me. As my best friend. As my best friend. Should I be... Am I not landing someone? Am I not going to ever have the wedding that you're going to get to because I eat mangoes like I'm a werewolf that just found a sheep on the plane?
Yeah. I feel like there is a system to eating mangoes.
Lay it on
us. I think you said beforehand, you got to cut it as close to the pip as you can from north to south, downwards on both sides.
Now, for people that speak regular English, the pip is the pit?
The pip is the...
She said pit. Yeah. She said pith. P-I-T-H.
She said pip, right? P-I-P. Pip.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't say pit, dummy. If you read other people's... You know that there's people that write outside of America, too.
I knew
that was a colloquialism, you ding-dong. Now everyone's angry.
All right, sorry. Continue the construction of a mango, please.
If you had read, Jacinta would have... Lasko would have been the one getting made fun of.
Yeah.
But because you don't read, you got the brunt of the joke.
Well, you know what? I know 10 ways to probably suck the fucking juice out of that thing, so...
You don't. It was clear that you didn't. You no callbacks. Okay. Slice until I hit the pip.
Oh, yeah. So all clean, go straight down on both sides, and then you have to cut squares into them, into those two halves that you've got. Mm-hmm. And then the remainder, which should be just a band of skin around the pip, of the around the seed of the mango.
What's a seed? You mean a pip?
I don't know what to do.
Keep going.
And then you just slice that one. So you pretty much cut the skin, peel that one off, and you just pretty much eat the rest of the fruit off the pip.
The cubes. I need you to go through the cubes again. Where am I cutting the cubes? Which, by the way, I already don't like this process of cutting cubes.
It's of the two, you know how you've cut the mango on either side of the of the seed? Yeah, of those two sections. And you're just going to...
How many cubes?
Almost like you're playing. There's as many as you want.
Oh.
No rules. Be free.
This is nuts. But also, you might not hit the flat of the pip. You might hit the side of the pip, right? That's my issue.
You could. But it's not a big deal.
I've been through too much,
Lasko.
I've been through too much to get disappointed by the placement of a seed in a fruit. Do you know what I mean?
They're not always the same size, I know.
Hey, just a little break here. This is Mike and Deepu Shout Your Shit, our advertising section. Want to tell you about Moonshot. Moonshot is a new podcast from Lawson Media that explores seemingly impossible technology ideas and the people trying to make them happen. These are real ideas that might just change the world as we know it. The show covers topics like self-driving cars, Mars, space travel. Hold on, it was supposed to be Mars, space travel. Well, hold on. I'm not criticizing the copy. But certainly, we gotta... Oh, maybe that's it. Maybe we don't have to go to... No. I think you gotta go to Mars. You gotta go to space to go to Mars. It's one of those inconveniences of going to Mars. I'm gonna do it like a not-nut job. The show covers topics like self-driving cars, Mars space travel, artificial intelligence, and even the people trying to integrate technology with your body and your mind. I'm sorry that I keep going into Rod Serling, but it's natural because it sounds very cool. You can find the show on the Apple Podcast app or wherever you get your podcasts. More information on the show can be found at their website, moonshot.audio. That's Moonshot from Lawson Media. So for me,
it jumps at it, yeah.
Yeah, I rip it open like an absolute animal. But I might try your...
Aren't you just like covered in the juice?
Yep. But that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's how I enjoy it. It's but you know what? To be fair, everyone says that. They go, "Oh, are you covered in stuff?" Yeah. You know what? Pear and plum and peach aren't really doing that much better in that department either. So maybe everyone needs to shut up about getting covered. It's not like everyone's always in favor of, "We'll cut the mango." Well, what are we doing about plums? Essentially, I might as well have a plum sliced up for me by a chef and then someone just throw a water balloon full of juice at me. That's the equivalent experience that I go through right now in eating, because the plum is so dainty and you think, this will be a refined experience. And then you eat it and all of a sudden it's a baby is thrown up on you.
No.
It's disgusting.
No it's one messy. Looks good eating a plum.
But I don't think a lot of people are eating plums either, relative to mangoes. I think mangoes are a little more popular, so there's
now,
a little
more
discussion.
One of the benefits of not reading Jacinta is he can just make shit up like that. So
Deepu, hold on,
let's go through the stat again. Hold on, I'm not going to look it up.
I'm going to look Deepu's it up. Google
opinion,
Trends.
No, please don't. Can you please not? Can you please talk into the microphone too? Goddamn professional.
Sorry.
In your opinion,
uh-huh.
Stone fruit, pretty much known throughout the world, the plum, is eaten less than the Caribbean native mango. The tropical climate mango, right? That's your conclusion here?
I think mangoes are a little more popular based on certain metrics.
Based on that, you know, this is like with people that don't know food. So you know, you like had a mango smoothie the other day, and so but you didn't have a plum. You haven't had mango. Mango gum, but you've never had plum flavored gum.
Shut up, Mike. I see mango on way more menus than I see plum.
Right.
So there's an inherent.
Yeah, because it's a trendy food, and you can get a lot out of it.
There you
go.
That
doesn't mean it's a more popular fruit.
What's the more popular
You're using for? Nonsense evidence, Deepu.
Okay, I'm looking on Google Trends right now, despite your request. And
Google Trends, so what is being talked about? Again, people with access to the internet.
That's popularity.
Not something farmers are known for. No, Deepu, most grown fruit. More people are not eating it. I have mango-flavored lip balm. It's not from real mangoes.
All right, fine. Plums are maybe consumed more, but...
That's what you said. Stop trying to flip it around.
I never had a plum, so I think no one's eating them. I think no one's eating them. That's how I treat it.
Is that maybe why people read Jacinta? Is they eat a plum and they go, my God, I want to be educated so as to not be covered in juice in the future. I must be a moron because I'm covered in juice and this fruit was tiny. How have I been bested by this tiny fruit? I need to educate myself.
I think we've cracked the code.
We've cracked the code. What's That's another fruit? So we've got that. We'll send someone a plum wrapped in
not painted white.
Not painted white. You can't paint. Deepu doesn't even know. Okay. Deepu sees Deepu sees a red plum and he wants to paint it white. What's another frustrating thing that's happened to you, Jacinta? You're gonna solve all your problems because we're gonna tell these to your friends and they're gonna be getting gift wrap plums and whatever the next crazy thing I think is. And they're gonna know. I'm gonna start publishing them. Hashtag coded niceties. If you use it, I'll find it and suggest them to get people to stop doing stuff. Everyone, stop driving like an idiot.
Yep, or you'll get a painted plum.
No, we're not giving them painted. Jacinta, I thought you were on my side.
Damn it.
Lasco, you betrayed me. They're gift wrapped. We're not painting fruit. Plum. No one's painting any fruit.
Good, because that sounded tedious.
Yeah.
I think something else that gets to just say.
Jacinta. We'll do this like body therapy here, like emotional. I'm just going to say topics, and when you feel the most rage, we'll stop and solve it. Okay? Your phone, your shoes, your wardrobe.
Your uncle's marriage.
Your uncle's marriage, eating stuff, saying please and thank you.
Okay.
Oh, wait, was that a response?
Yeah, well, that's just courtesy. That can get pretty annoying if people just lack common courtesy.
Now, we differ on this, but I will allow you to solve your issue. So I'm willing to take the criticism that I don't say please and thank you enough. But I also want people to realize that I am allowed to say please and then say something really mean. So please go fuck yourself, Deepu.
That sounded so,
so
wait,
much
nicer.
What's, it sounded so nice, didn't it? So what's like the last person that was rude to you?
A cashier. Oh,
what did they say?
It was just attitude. I think it was partly my own fault because I did go into a 12 item or less with probably 13 items. One of those checkouts.
I will tell you a frustrating experience I had with that. I've never seen anyone get actually formally asked to leave. But I lived in a town before I lived in this one. I don't know why I added that sentence to a story. Obviously, it's true. Unless, again, I am a fantasy character. I came from the center of the earth. I lived in a town before I lived in this one where I would just get in these strange H.P. Lovecraft-like, horrible experiences with people that weren't thinking. Famously, I went into a Carvel, which is an ice cream shop, Jacinta, and said, hey, it smells like gas in here. She's like, oh yeah, there's a gas leak. And then there was no response. Not, please get out of our store with a gas leak in it. So part of these strange experiences was I was alone in a supermarket that was open till midnight, and it's 11:30. No one is there. Mm-hmm. And I don't have that many items, but I have a few amount of items, and I go into the 12 items or less lane, Jacinta, and this woman lays into me on this weird hypothetical of if people were here, you would be. I was like, but no one's here. No.
That's exactly what happened to me. It was 11-ish, and went into the 12 items or less, and she just was not happy I was there. There was literally no one around me. I was like, okay.
But you had less than 12.
I didn't get kicked out.
No, she didn't kick me. I mean, I was checking. Mine was a self-checkout even, which is even worse to do. Because you have nothing to do with it. You don't have to do anything, and you're just going to get money. And you just had to ignore me, and this person chose to be mean to me. All right, so what can we give her? It's got to be something that someone who works at what about a sponge? I know some cashiers like to use a sponge to pick up money.
Like a wet sponge.
But you want something that's free, right? You want something that they could just you could just do right away. You can just take a plastic bag.
Wait, hold on. Do you think fruit is free? You have a weird understanding of fruit. Do you think you can eat paint and fruit is free?
No, you're right. I didn't. But
I guess if everyone plants a plum tree.
But the chopsticks thing.
Even then, it wouldn't be free. We would be encumbered by plums. They would be. You would have to pay to get rid of them. People would be there. They would say, "My house is covered in plums. Please, someone help." They go, "I got my own plum problems, buddy. Everyone planted a plum tree."
That honestly sounds like the magical world. We need to make that happen.
Again, you haven't had a plum depot. They have a shelf life of 16 seconds before they go rotten. They're firm, rotten. It's a weird thing.
But I like the whole, you know, in the Asian restaurant, you know, the chopsticks are already a
good thing. Well, again, I don't want to. I don't. Every time we say it, I don't think it's true. Someone said it to me. I didn't look up whether this is a real manners thing.
Mm-hmm. No, but there are things like that in Asian restaurants. Not necessarily saying, oh, the food sucks, but saying.
I found, Deepu, we need a refill. One thing that I found in Asian restaurants is tell them, yuck, this tastes like soap, they understand it tastes bad. It's like a subtle cultural thing.
Yeah, I mean, people could do that, but people have tact as well. People don't want to be rude.
Well, it was mine. Mine seemed very subtle. What was I rude about? I called the waiter. I go, excuse me.
Okay.
This is gross and tastes like dishwater.
Yeah.
Where was I rude?
I mean,
I said please after.
Yeah. I mean, if it
and
tastes
then I
like...
threw it in his face. Stupid.
Okay.
I was never gonna eat it to begin with. Wait, hold on. We didn't solve this. A sponge is cheap. It doesn't carry much to. It doesn't. Everyone can use an extra sponge. It comes in like a packaging. I say gift wrap sponge.
I say make animals out of bags from the produce section. You take those together, you just tie those together, make a little sad dog, and then you give it to her. And she'll be like, oh, damn, you don't like my services. See? It's free. Doesn't cost anything. Takes a little bit of time. You love spending your time, I guess. And there you go. She gets the message. She can untie the bags. Okay. They can use them again.
Let's hear what Jacinta has, and then we'll put them to a vote. Jacinta, thoughts on... Lasco, what do you think? What do you think we should do?
I'm really liking that the sad dog made out of plastic bag idea.
Great. There's apparently a gas leak in the podcast. Yeah, there's a gas leak.
It's hard to get...
It's fun for everybody. Yeah,
it's hard to get the eyes to show.
Why do you like the impossible balloon animal?
Bag animal, not balloon.
Again, it's this disrespect for... I think that is the only thing, if you want to talk about social media, that this relates to. It isn't free. Certainly you don't think it's free, Deepu.
It's free for customers. You could abuse that privilege a little
bit. Certainly they don't charge you for it. But they also assume they'll make the money back on the bags from you buying the fruit. They don't assume... They don't assume that you're going to stay there and do an arts and crafts project.
Yeah, maybe not. But I mean, if it catches on, they will change the rules.
Here's the only thing I ever stole from a supermarket. I used to steal rubber bands all the time. Why? Because I never saw a single person use a rubber band to close their fruit.
Where was the rubber bands? Where's the rubber
bands? They're always in every supermarket. They have rubber bands near the produce bags. It's like, I've never seen anyone do this.
Yeah, you usually just spin
I would
the
just
bag
go. Out. That's where I would get rubber bands for years.
Okay.
So let's put it to
wait, so just rubber bands for free?
Yeah. Because I thought it was a stupid expense. Because I'd never seen anyone. I'd never seen anything other than
officially
packaged.
But they're not free, Mike. They're not free.
They're not free. I'm taking a stand on it, though. I'm saying, what a stupid thing to provide people. Assumingly, you think everyone's using them. They aren't. I will take 20.
And that's my philosophy with the bags.
But that's not so. Everybody uses the bags. You're not. Most supermarkets, you're not allowed to leave without the bag. You can't just walk up with loose fruit.
No. Okay. Yeah. Absolutely not. So they account for that too. They account for some losses.
They do not account for crafts projects.
How many bags do you think it takes to make a sad dog with plastic bags? How many?
This
you
is
think?
Your plan.
Okay.
Surely we should be standardizing them.
Yeah.
And then what? And the point of it is to be easy, so that someone knows right away. Like, what if they're like, "Oh, this is a cat."
Okay.
Well, I'm great at customer service.
Well, maybe we could just take one bag, we could ball it up, and you throw it at the cashier. Is that better?
But it's like with this. But it's like with this Reddit thing. Is like you like, oh, they're making money, so why should I make money? Because you should. You gave them something for free for almost no reason.
Well, I turned a joke that I never use anymore into something, into a little bit of attention. That's a trade-off. That's a trade-off, you know?
I know that there is a trade-off there. I'm fine with that trade-off. As artists, all three of us on the line have been scammed into giving stuff away for free for some reason nowadays. But people are making money off of it. I don't know why. I'm not saying that it's a problem that you used a service, you used an old thing to get promotion. I'm saying there isn't no money going into these things. There needs to be some economics reaching other people.
You know, the economics
and wasn't this funny, Deepu? Okay,
the economics
we're going to put it to a vote. Are we either going to – hold on. I want you guys to hear back the two ideas.
All right.
Are we either going to gift wrap a sponge and give it to a cashier? Or are we – in order to tell them they've been – remember, this is so that they act nicer. Are we going to give them a garbage balloon animal? Let's put it to a vote. Deepu, how do you vote?
Balloon animal.
Okay, I vote for the obviously for the gift wrapped sponge. Jacinta, you're the deciding vote.
I'm still sticking with the balloon animal. It's
great.
Yes,
so next time, hold on. I want to say this to our thousands of listeners. Next time, this is what you guys have made me do. Next time your cashier's rude to you, make a balloon animal out of garbage bags.
Please do. It'll be really funny.
But that's not the okay.
Yeah.
This is why nothing gets solved in this world. I come up with a great way to politely tell people they're terrible. And you guys are like, give them trash sculpture. What? At least go out and buy. I'm fine. Can I make an addendum? I don't think this vote is final, as we've never had an official voting system on the podcast before. You can go. I know how to make a balloon animal dog. It's actually quite easy. Can we at least change it to go out and buy a balloon animal dog?
No, now you're leaving the store to go get a bucket balloon animal. You got to go to a specialty
actually,
party
Deepu,
shop.
Actually, in a lot of stores, they have birthday supplies. In a lot of the supermarkets, I know that you don't always shop at them because you're in the city, they have birthday supplies. And
you can get balloons there. That's right.
But I'm saying... if you're going to get, yes, it's sort of funny to be like, you weren't really nice to me. I got you this balloon animal. We can just make it a proper balloon.
Okay, you know
making
what?
Making a dog, I know for a fact, only takes 3 turns.
Oh my God. You know what's funny? Okay, you know, I'll concede the balloon choice. Yes, you got to get balloons. But you know what'd be so funny when you get bad service from a cashier and you just angrily start going, you start reaching for your balloons to blow it up?
I have one of those hand pumps. That's very funny if you're there like.
But you just look at the cashier shaking your head like, oh,
you know what you did.
Yeah.
I like the idea that everything, hopefully these hashtag coded niceties will catch on and that maybe she's a little dim and doesn't think you're going to do it. Or he or she is sort of like, it's like well,
can't be for me.
Well, he's taking the balloon out. What's he doing here? He seems odd. I asked him to pay. Now he's blowing it up. He's supposed to be a dog. What did I do? This is unexpected.
It's like, should I go in aisle 7? Aisle 7 has 30 balloon animals in the booth. I'm going to go to aisle 9.
I think like a dunce cap, we should stick them to them. Oh, if I was being mean, that's what I would do. And so there's just one employee walking around all day, covered in balloon dogs, popping as he scrapes against doors. Just suffer. Ugh. Well, great. We've made the world a lot meaner instead of nicer, yay! Which is how Michael started. Hooray, internet! And this is the end of the episode. Jacinta, Lasco, I can't wait to surprise you with my wedding. It's right now!
Hey,
get out of
look
bed!
Look behind you. I'm right there.
Oh, my God. I would have been very scared. I am very scared. That, for me, we'll get into... you don't know this, but I defeated all the ghosts in the world. For me, ghosts don't have to do anything. I always think a ghost movie is just like, they can just stand there.
Just exist.
And if a ghost is just there, it's scary to me. Yeah. If a guy is just there, it's scary. Yeah. It's like, as a person out of nowhere, very scary. Doesn't have to have other powers. It's fine. Do ghosts have that many powers?
I don't think they've got any powers.
I think they're just kind of ghosts.
Yeah.
I think you gotta get upgraded to a ghast or... something else to actually affect stuff, or a spirit or something.
Like a demon.
I think a ghost is just fucking floating around. Yeah. Lazy. Lazy. That's why you're a ghost. That's why you're stuck here on Earth. Because you were lazy in life and you're lazy as a ghost.
As an entity, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, geez.